I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome, evolutionaries, to this week's podcast episode. I wanted to talk with you today about a historic landmark that's not far from where I live here in Philadelphia. There is a historic prison here called Eastern State Penitentiary that's just a few blocks from my home, and it's an example of good intentions gone awry. It was opened in the early 1800s as a model for prison reform. And up until that time, punishment had been exacted through corporal punishment and fines. And Eastern State Penitentiary was designed with the idea that if criminals could have the opportunity to self-reflect on what they had done, that they would become penitent, that they would see the error in their ways and be reformed. And so this penitentiary was built to give criminals the opportunity for solitude and reflection. It was the brainchild of a few people in Philadelphia who really wanted to find a new way to rehabilitate people who had been convicted of crimes. And it also carried some of the Quaker influence of Philadelphia. And Quakers, of course, understand that the divine light is within each of us, and that if we look within, we can find that divine light. And so this penitentiary was built with the loftiest of intentions. And it was an incredible structure when it was opened. It was the most expensive prison that had ever been built. And it was revolutionary in its sewer systems and air circulation systems and so forth, because the architect had to create a way to help each cell be self-contained. So it was really very forward-looking. However, what they discovered after some years of having prisoners in this system is that essentially, they were inventing solitary confinement, because each prisoner was held in their own cell by themselves with no contact with other humans, except for meals that were provided through a small slot in the door of the corridor. And guards, even when they walked the hallways, they would wear socks over their shoes so that there would be complete silence in the prison. So people were in these cells on their own and with no human contact at all. And the expectation was that this would allow them to get in touch with their remorse and their inner goodness and reform. Well, of course, what happened was quite the opposite. People started to go crazy. That's what solitary confinement can do. And if you think about, I talk a lot about the ego mind in this podcast, and the ego mind is that belief in separateness. And so this prison, ironically, something that was designed to help people get in touch with their oneness with the divine and their own divine nature, was in fact created like a hell realm of the mind. It took this idea of separateness to the extreme and gave it walls and gave it locks. And when a person is in that kind of solitary confinement, they are left in the torment of those egoic thoughts if they don't know how to work through those. And there's a bit of an irony here also in that the Quaker community and other spiritual communities understand that we discover that divine light and that divine nature, that inner divine light, in community. We don't do it alone, but we do it in community. And so this is really, I think, a really helpful understanding and example that when we are on this spiritual path and when we are doing this work to dissolve the ego mind, that being in connection with other people is really essential. And I think that probably in our society right now, one of the great challenges is that right now, as we are being confronted with this task of moving beyond the ego mind, at that precise time, also, a lot of our community systems are breaking down. Some of those communal structures that have supported us in the past are now breaking down, and the experience of isolation is on the rise. And in the presence of isolation, we really experience great suffering. So as we, as evolutionary activists, are doing this inner work and helping humanity as a whole make this transition out of this illusory ego thought system of separateness, I think it's important that we attend to our own needs for community, that we seek out others who are on this journey as well, and that we seek out the guidance of people who maybe have traveled this path a little farther and longer than we have. Because again, taking Eastern State Penitentiary as sort of a negative object lesson, the prisoners were essentially left to their own devices. They were in the cell, and the only book that they had was the Bible. But there was no guidance, there was no companionship, and there was no ability to experience actually the healing presence of human relationship, healthy human relationship, which can see our goodness, can see our potential, even when we may not be able to see it ourselves. So that when we are in that kind of loving and supportive relationship with other people, and we can see that they see something in us that we may not be able to see yet, then we can begin to claim it ourselves. So I wanted to bring this up today because I know that this path can sometimes feel very lonely for those of us who may not have a community, who are exploring these issues with us. And this is an issue that's starting to come to my attention more and more. Some people have mentioned this to me, the need to connect with others, and I'm hearing that, and I'm contemplating if there's any way that I can support that coming forth. And if you have ideas about that, I would welcome them. You can email me or reach me through the contact page on my website. So I just wanted to offer this up and to encourage all of us to understand the value of human connection in a day where we have these wonderful virtual relationships, connections, global connections in some cases, online, which we could never have had before. And along with that, sometimes we are lacking the in-person and the intimate connections that can help us further our own spiritual growth and our own capacity to ourselves move beyond our own ego, tormented ego mind, into this experience of our divine light and our oneness. So this week, consider ways that you might reach out to others, and I hope that this podcast helps you in that regard as well, that it gives you a little bit of a touchstone each week with some guidance, hopefully, that's helpful as you embark on this journey yourself. So I leave that with you, and I want you to know that I am right now extending my own connectivity, I guess I would say, to you, and that I consider you part of my own circle, even if I've never met you. And until next week, I bid you peace.